live it, live it, live it.
We be,
A Jihad for Love, White Water Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
And we're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Let's go! Let's go!
Holy cow, don't you hate it when that happens? My goodness. You hit one button and everything just goes crazy. Hi! It's Friday the 12th of December, 2014. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm just going to try and see if I can get the song back up. There it is. All right. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Ulkeston, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Fringe Festival closes this weekend, but there's lots of other things going on in town, you know, like School for Scandal at the Jericho Arts Club, the big UBC homecoming game, the Accordion Noir Festival at the Russian Hall, and another burlesque spectacular at the Rio. We're going to talk about all that, plus lots of great local music. The latest CITR playlist was just released, and we're going to take some selections from that for you. So we're going to hear from groups like The Good in Everyone, Big Little Lions, Needles and Pins, The Shilohs, all kinds of great tunes, and a few surprises as well. All that coming to you on Dave Radio. We'll be right back. Okay, I think we're back in control now. You ever have one of those days you got everything all nicely organized, all lined up and ready to go, and your hand slips and you hit the wrong button and it plays the wrong song and then it wipes out a couple other things and you spend the next 15 minutes trying to recover and get back into the nice, calm, orderly, controlled programming that you had originally organized? Yeah, that's where I'm at. How are you today? Hi, it's Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. On Sunday morning, there is going to be a rally at the Vancouver Art Gallery to show support for the BC Teachers Federation. This is a rally for arbitration. 18 months of negotiation and mediation have failed. This is a grassroots, parent-driven rally. The organizers are parents who have never met, but have banded together through Facebook for the common goal of school resuming. All are welcome. Students, parents, teachers, anyone supporting public education. Sunday morning, that's September 14th, day after tomorrow, 10 a.m. at the Vancouver Art Gallery. You meet at the North Plaza, which is where the fountain is. Wear red and be prepared to make some noise. All right, this is not noisy at all. I guess I had something else, something noisy to play after this, but I got it mixed up. This is a group, a duet. He's from Ohio. She's from Royston, BC on Vancouver Island. They just won a songwriting contest in New York, the John Lennon songwriting contest. They're called Big Little Lions. Come on. There you go. There you go.
We rush. Hey, all you Bandy McBanders. Shindig 2014 is now accepting submissions. Please send your 3-song demo before September 15th to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. For more information, check out our website at citr.ca.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Time now to take a look at the Dave Radio call board. This features auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Vancouver. For more details, consult the VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Freedom for Our Daughters presents Seven, a documentary play that will run November 14th and 15th. This is a collaboration by seven award-winning female playwrights based on personal interviews with seven women who have triumphed over enormous obstacles to bring about major change in their home countries. The audition is today from 4 to 6 at St. John's School at 10th and Arbutus, 2215 West 10th. And they're looking for seven women between the ages of 15 and 25, all ethnicities, all experience levels. Accent skills are an asset. The production is a fundraiser for Freedom for Our Daughters, a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting young women from violations against human rights and empowering them to take initiative of their future. Freedomforourdaughters.org is the website if you want no more information on that. And as you already heard, Shindig is the deadline for Shindig is fast approaching. If you have a band and you want to join CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, send an original 3-song demo with on either CD, MP3, Bandcamp, whatever format you happen to have it in. Rough mixes are absolutely okay. Make sure you include your contact information, most importantly, your email and your phone number. You don't have to put in any photos or bios or any other information than that. They just want to hear the songs and know how to get a hold of you. Submissions are due Monday, September 15th. So cram into the studio this weekend. Get your demo out and make sure you're in contention. And you send your submissions to shindig.submissions@gmail.com, or you can pop it in the mail. It might not get there by Monday, but you can try anyway. Shindig at CITR, room 233, 6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, V6T1Z1. UBC Players Club, their fall show is Seven Stories by Morris Panich, and that'll be happening in November. They have auditions next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, just down the hall from us in room 213 in the Student Union Building. They're looking for seven actors, any gender, between 18 and 40. And you can find out more about that at productions@ubcplayersclub.com. And the Unplugged Script Reading Challenge is looking for scripts. So this is for writers. The cold reading series is done for the season, but if you still need a whiff of that new script smell, this might help. It's a showcase for new writers to get their materials in front of an audience. And that's happening October 1st at the Electric Owl Social Club on Main Street across from Science World. So interested writers are asked to submit the first 10 to 15 pages of their film, TV, play, or web series script to Unplugged Script Reading Challenge on Facebook or send them a message at Twitter at Script Challenge, S-C-R-I-P-T-C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E. Other shows looking for actors, Fraser Valley Stage Production Society is doing Forbidden Broadway. They especially need male applicants, but they're also looking for females as well, but especially men looking to join this off-Broadway cabaret review. Call Alan Frey at 604-809-9373. Royal City Musical Theater is doing My Fair Lady for their spring production, directed by Val Easton, who is a longtime stalwart at Royal City Musical Theater. She also just finished directing two shows over the summer, Red Rock Diner for the Arts Club and Legally Blonde at Theater Under the Stars. The auditions are happening on September 21st and 28th at the Anvil Center in New Westminster. Let's see. We're rapidly running out of time. Metro Theater is looking for actors to do Fawlty Towers, the stage version of the British comedy show from the 70s. For more information, email the director, Moreland Mama, M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D-M-A-M-A, at shaw.ca. Royal Canadian Theatre Company is doing The Mousetrap by Agatha Christie, and you can contact Ellie King at ellie@rcthetreco.com. And One Panto is still looking for actors. Rumpelstiltskin at the Deep Cove Shaw Theatre, and you can get more information by contacting Deep Cove Theatre. And one last one, Forever Plaid, the musical about the singing group from the 50s. That's going to be performed up in Kelowna. And you can contact Randy at KelownaActorsStudio.com for more information about that. And if you want to get more details on anything that we've announced today, just look at the VancouverActorsGuide.com or VancouverPublicLibrary.ca. So I got another unsolicited band submission, a local group called The Good in Everyone. They've got a self-titled CD out, and this is a song of theirs called Whiskey Jack.
Valley inside your pillow. change the mighty ocean's hue, like the blood that ran in rivers did from the veins of Peleliu. So good morning, Mobile, Alabama. Say good morning, now how do you do? Though I've been home 40-odd summers now, my mind's still in Peleliu. Sure, I got many friends there, and they will never leave. And the strangers who we piled up, the ocean bend of no reprieve. So good morning, Mobile, Alabama. I say good morning, how do you do? You know I've been home 40-odd summers, but my mind's stuck in Peleliu.
Vancouver's Japanese Girls, and track from their new release, Circulation, that's called Smalls, and that's a new addition to the CITR playlist. That's kind of the music we're playing today. I mean, some of it you've heard before, but a lot of it is brand new stuff that we just got in and posted up thanks to our wonderful music director, Sarah Cordingley, and it's now available for us to play and for you to hear. So if you want to know more about the songs that are on the new playlist, you can check it out at CITR.ca. We've got other stuff coming up, including a look at some of the other live music and theater events that are coming up in the next over the weekend and in the next few days, and some more tunes and a couple of special features and a lot of fun and all that right after this.
On Friday, September 13th, come out to the UBC Farm for Farm Aid. This free admission, all-ages event celebrates food, music, and community at Vancouver's unique urban farm. For more info, check out UBC Farm Aid on Facebook. The September issue of Discorder is here. Check out this month's cover featuring local ladies, Supermoon. Plus articles on Other Jesus, New Forms Festival, Underpass, and The Fictionals. So pick up a copy of Discorder around town or check it out online at discorder.ca. And a very special thanks to this month's advertisers, At the Waldorf, Factor, LiveVan.com, Mint Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Study and Go Abroad Fair, Fox Cabaret, Vancouver Art Book Fair, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver International Film Festival, Vancouver New Music, Vinyl Records, and the Whistler Village Beer Festival.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you. For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Home for a rest. Take me home.
That's Spirit of the West and Home for Arrest. And that's played in honor of John Mann, lead singer of Spirit of the West, who announced this week in the newspaper that he has been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. And we support him. We wish him well. And he's going to carry on performing and acting and writing and doing all the things that he does that we all love him for as long as his body will allow him to do, which is basically the best any of us can say. And with medicine and love and support of his friends and family, hopefully he will continue that to do that for a long time to come. So, John, our hearts are with you, and we're glad you're still around. Speaking of still around, we heard from Butch Murphy earlier there, and he's going to be playing tonight at Skinny Fat Jack's at 18th and Main. That will be going probably about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. Butch Murphy and the Greasy Kings. It'll be not quite the song you heard here, The Veins of Pelew, but more of his roots rockabilly kind of stuff that he's best known for. Also going on this weekend, School for Scandal, the restoration play from the late 17th century that has given a bit of a modern twist to it by director Matthew Bissett, who was with us last week. And that's kind of misleading. It's not a modern twist, but it is a twist. He's presented some really interesting staging, and it's a very funny play. I remember studying it in high school and loved it back then, and it's still pretty good now. That's happening at the Jericho Arts Center. That's all the way until the 28th of September. This weekend, there's a show tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and then a matinee on Sunday the 14th. So if you can make it out to there, it's well worth checking out. Also on stage at the Rio at Broadway and Commercial tonight and tomorrow night, Labyrinth, a spectacular burlesque adventure produced by the soon-to-be world-famous Geek Enders. They're getting notice in all kinds of places. They were in Huffington Post this week. They've got a brand new grown-up reinvention of the classic film Labyrinth about a young girl who finds herself in a fantastical world for a journey of sexual discovery, 80s glam rock, and sequined goblins. The midnight show at the Rio is Stand By Me, the 1986 film directed by Rob Reiner with all your favorites from the 80s, River Phoenix, Will Wheaton, Corey Feldman, Jerry O'Connell, Kiefer Sutherland, John Cusack, and the voice of Richard Dreyfuss. The Sunday night show at the Rio is also worth checking out. It's a documentary film by Andrew Rossi called Ivory Tower. It's a new film about the massive rise in tuition prices and the declining value and quality of university education in the U.S. as student loan debt has skyrocketed past $1 trillion. That's right, trillion with a T. Right now in the U.S., student loan debt is bigger than credit card debt. It's second only to mortgage debt as being the highest debt load in the United States, and it is certainly creeping up around similar numbers in Canada as well. This documentary was featured on the John Oliver TV show on MTV or on HBO a couple of weeks ago. So check that out. That's Sunday at 7 at the Rio Theater. Also going on this weekend is the 7th Annual Accordion Noir Festival. There's events at the Russian Hall on Campbell Avenue. There's a speakeasy tonight and a squeeze box rendezvous tomorrow night. And then on Sunday at 8 o'clock, a special concert by Miss Murgatroyd at the Orpheum Annex, all part of the 7th Annual Accordion Noir Festival. And you can find out more at accordionnoirfest.com. Some friends of the show are playing this week, tomorrow night, Saturday night, at the Prop House Cafe, 8 o'clock. Dan Balance and Nick Reed are playing. And then on Tuesday, another friend of the show, Miles McCarthy, a recent recipient of the Community Theater Award Best Supporting Actor for allowing me to slap him in the face during Spring Awakening in March. He's going to be playing at the Sin Bin on West 2nd at, 295 West 2nd anyway, out in the Olympic Village. So that's a quick rundown of some of the stuff that's going on this weekend. We got a little bit more music, and then it's time to wrap it up. This is another local artist who is completing her recording in the studio. This is Jenny Ritter, and They Can't Tell.
send a bird across the sky to those who are lacking in supplies. He knew his song held in claw. As the crow flies, it's not that far.
Well, we're just about ready to wrap it up here, and I just have one more piece to play for you. It's another tribute to someone who passed away. It seems like it's been like Dead Guy of the Week around here. A lot of people that have been famous, but well-known, but also influential, at least to me and to people I know, people like Rick Mayall from The Young Ones and Robin Williams and Don Pardo and even Lauren Bacall. And this week it was Joan Rivers, who passed away at 81. And I can't really say that I was a big fan of Joan Rivers. I admired her for the work that she did. I felt like in the last even 20 years or so, she was sort of becoming a caricature of herself, and with the cosmetic surgery and the red carpet stuff and that. But so I wasn't sure if I was going to do something or not. But then I came across this. It's a clip from a documentary film that was made about Joan Rivers about 2 or 3 years ago, and it's a moment where she is addressing a heckler, and I picked it because it really shows what it takes and what it means to be a working comedian, and it's not as easy as it looks.
Oh, I hate children. The only child that I think I would have liked ever was Helen Keller, because she didn't talk. It is just... Yes, it is. And if you don't, then leave.
It's funny if you have a deaf son.
I happen to have a deaf mother. Oh, you stupid ass. Let me tell you what comedy is about.
Go ahead and tell me.
Oh, please. You are so stupid. Comedy is to make everybody laugh at everything and deal with things, you idiot. My mother is deaf, you stupid son of a bitch. Don't tell me. And just in case you can hear me in the hallway, I lived for 9 years with a man with one leg. Okay, you asshole? And we're going to talk about what it's like to have a man with one leg who lost it in World War II and never went back to get it, because that's fucking littering. So don't you tell me what's funny. Comedy is to make us laugh. 9/11? If we didn't laugh, where the hell would we all be? Think about that. Where the hell would we all be? How can you not find Osama? There is one outlet. He's on dialysis. There is one outlet in all of Afghanistan. Find the plug and follow the call. Okay. How about that?
Excellent. Excellent.
I have a deaf son. Oh, what a good way to build. That was a very difficult moment. It throws you terribly because, you know, the audience is so nervous and so scared to laugh. Your mind is going a mile a minute. Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Where am I going to take them? So there are two things going on, your mouth and your head. Luckily, I was able to get them back.
Well, that's the show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. And don't forget to be at the Art Gallery Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, for the Rally for Arbitration. Wear red and make some noise. Special congratulations to Professor Arvind Gupta, who was installed this afternoon as UBC's 13th president. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, you can send it to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor is here with Femme Concept. And don't forget, Napkin Boy, it's 3:30 with Nardwar, the human serviette prudence. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
What would you like, my lord?
Bring me CITR.
Even Satan, God of Darkness, listens to CITR on 101.9 FM.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Faces are flying, faces are falling.